Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Extremism experts say potentially violent groups who refuse to accept President Trump's election loss may be holding back in the wake of the attack on the U.S. Capitol earlier this month. But NPR's Sarah McCammon reports observers say authorities should be on guard for more possible attacks in the days and months to come.
The FBI has announced dozens of arrests related to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Security remains extremely high there and at government buildings around the country. Jared Holt is a visiting fellow with the Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab. He says far-right groups are telling members to stand down for now, but that may not last.
The general consensus seems to be that they need to cool off and wait for the public's attention to kind of shift off them for a bit and to, you know, recollect themselves and come up with different plans for how they want to go forward.
Holt and other experts say the recent arrests and the removal of access to platforms like Parler appear to have slowed down internet chatter among some extremists. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
This year's annual event marking the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in King's hometown of Atlanta is calling for renewed dedication to nonviolence in a period in recent U.S. history that has been anything but. The slain civil rights leader's daughter, the Reverend Bernice King, said in an online church service today, physical violence and hate speech are out of control. King referring to the recent deadly siege on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of President Trump. Bernice King quoted her father's words from 50 years ago in which he said, mankind must choose between nonviolent coexistence or violent co-annihilation. Public health officials in California say they've identified a variant of the coronavirus that appears to be spreading faster across that state. Member station KQED in San Francisco, Raquel Maria Dillon has more.
As California approaches 3 million cases of coronavirus, researchers say they have identified a new strain, different than a highly contagious variant first identified in the UK. And this one is not really new. It was first detected in California this past May. But since early last month, researchers say its prevalence has grown in California from 4% to 25% of the samples submitted to labs for genomic sequencing. Santa Clara County Public Health Officer Dr. Sarah Cody.
We have had a number of large outbreaks, and this variant has been identified in those outbreaks.
Scientists are trying to figure out if this strain, now found in several counties, is more contagious and how it responds to vaccines. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon.
U.S. financial markets are closed today for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Stocks fell in London and Tokyo, despite news the Chinese economy grew at a 2.3% annual rate. You're listening to NPR. Canada says it intends to lift a nearly two-year-old flight ban on Boeing 737 MAX jet later this week, the move bringing the country in line with other countries, including the U.S., which now permit the plane to fly again after fixes in the wake of two fatal crashes involving the jetliners in 2018 and 2019. Group regulator Transport Canada announcing today issued an airworthiness directive on the plane. Separately, Air Canada says it will begin flying the planes next month. A Russian judge has ruled to keep Alexei Navalny in jail for 30 days following the arrest of the outspoken Kremlin critic at a Moscow airport yesterday. NPR's Lucien Kim reports from Moscow, Navalny was detained after arriving from Germany, where he's recovering from a poisoning he blames on President Vladimir Putin.
The judge made the ruling after holding an improvised court proceeding in a police station outside Moscow. Navalny, who has built his base via social media, appealed to supporters on YouTube. Don't be afraid, he said. Take to the streets. Don't do it for me. Do it for yourselves and your future. The Kremlin has been cracking down on all dissent, punishing simple forms of protest with stiff punishments. Amnesty International has designated Navalny a prisoner of conscience. Lucien Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
Singer Garth Brooks is joining the list of entertainers who will perform this week at President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Brooks joins Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez, among others. Brooks performed during the inaugural celebration for President Barack Obama in 2009, but turned down a chance to play for President Trump in 2017. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.